Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shulam Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud, continuing with our exploration of the expanses of the Azara and what their boundaries are. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Chayv Mishum Tum'ah. The only liability you have of Tum'ah for Tum'at Mikdash is Ela Al Orech Mea Ushmonim V'Sheva. This is based on Mishnah and Midot, we'll see in a minute. 187 amot al rochav me'ash 35 by 135 amot, which is the dimensions of the azara. Tani Tana kamei Rav Nachman. So Tana taught this in front of Nachman. Kol azara hayta 187 al rochav 135, and that's from the Mishnah Midot. Amar le Rav Nachman responded to him. Hachi amar li abba. This is what my father told me. Rav Yaakov. It may be a reference to Rav, but probably means his father. Kigon ze, this area, Kohanim nechasim l'sham v'ochlim sham kodshei kodashim, Kohanim can come in kodshei kodashim there, v'shochatin sham kodshim kalim, and you can shech kodshim kalim in that whole area, anywhere in there. V'chayavin mishum tuma, so all three things apply. Eating kodshei kodashim, shechting kodshim kalim, and you're chayav for tuma in that area. Lim'ute mai, so what is he excluding to say it's only in that area? Ilem lim'ute chalanot atot v'ovi achoma, if it's to eliminate that if you're in the space of a window or a door or the thickness of the wall, that you're considered out. Tanina chalanot v'ovi achoma kelifnim, they're considered inside, so he's not cutting that out. Velim ute l'shachot, he must be cutting out offices that are in the azara. V'ibn yod pachov tuchot l'kodesh, but if the offices are themselves in non-sanctified area, but they open into the sanctified area, which is the only way it could work, because if they're all in sanctified area, it'd be part of the azara. V'atnan, we have a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah on Masa Sheni, Tochan Kodesh, that's considered Kodesh in case the opening is Kodesh. So the answer is Midrabanan. We call it Kodesh Midrabanan, that you shouldn't go in there if you're Tame. U'doraita lo, but doraita is not considered Kodesh. V'atnan, l'shachot b'nyor pachov tuchot l'kodesh. This is a bright Stosef in Masa Sheni. If they're built into the mundane area, but they open up into the opening, comes from the Kodesh. How do we know Kohanim can go in there and eat their kodshi kodshi? Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, "B'chatzar ohomoyed yochluha." They could eat it in the chatzer. What? HaTorah mibtah chatzerot harbei eitzal achila achat. The Torah is telling you lots of different places you can eat one thing, meaning the Torah is expansive about where you can eat these kodshi kodshi. Good. So at this point, we're going to say that so there might be some areas that are considered azara for eating, but not for Shchitat kodshim kalim, and not for tuma. Now, Marava l'achila shani, and so Rava says, indeed, achila is different. Avinyan tuma lo, but you're not chayiv for tuma in that area. V'atanya l'shachot v'nyot v'achom t'chot l'kodesh. V'nyot chasidim sham l'achlin sham kodshim kodshim, that's first. Ein shachtim sham kodshim kalim. So the Kohanim could eat kodshim kodshim there, but you can't shacht kodshim kalim there. V'chayivim mishum tuma, and you're chayiv mishum tuma, which means for two out of three purposes, it's considered azarat. But not for shchita of kodshi kodshim kalim. So wait a second. Lavamart ein shochtin. Didn't you tell me in that bright that says ein shochtin taninami ein chayavin? So it should also say ein chayavin mishum tuma, not chayavin. The proper gear says ein chayavin, and therefore there is only one purpose for which this is considered azara, and that is for eating kodshi kodshim. Now biyistama ein shochtin. I understand why you can't shech the korban there. Skubani can I get a petach v'leika? The Torah says petach ol moed. And you might not be facing the petah. Why aren't you chayiv for tuma? Wait a second. Even ein shochtin doesn't make sense, because it must be a case where you're facing the petah. Otherwise, you don't need to exclude it. It's already excluded because it's not facing the petah. If like a lishka tucked in the side. Tani ein shochtin mishum de lo kadish. So even though you're facing the petah, you can't do shchita because we say that area is not kadosh. Because even though the opening goes in the kadosh, the actual space is mundane space. Tanami and chayvin, so therefore you're also not chayav for tuma. For lachila lo bainin, can I get a petach? Wait a second, you don't have to eat kodshei kodshim? Can I get a petach? I tell you, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, shnei pishvishina, you veta chalifot kuvan shmona. We talked earlier about the two doors that were in the wings of the ulam. They were there to allow you to eat kodshei kodshim anywhere in the azara, even in that area, which means you need to be facing a door to eat. The truth is that the word achila doesn't belong in there. It's a mistake. It should only be that those doors were there to allow shechita anywhere. There's what Moshe tells Aharon for the preparation for the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Yom HaShmini. The answer is Kodesh HaShani. Whatever rules there were for that special inauguration do not apply to perennial halacha. Okay. It's like Bar Ovadim. How do we know that if you shecht an animal but didn't do Zrikat Adam until sunset, it's pasul? On the day that you offer the zevach, it should be eaten. What does that mean? Meaning on the day that you slaughter, you should be makriv. You can't bring makriv, you can't bring the dam on a day that you didn't slaughter it. So wait a second. Hi, mi bayi le gufei. You need it for itself to tell you that shlomim are for 2 days. That's what the pasuk is. Then it could just say, on the day it's slaughtered, you eat, and the next day. Hakrivo lamali. Why did it say, biyom hakrivo et zivcho? Shma mina, biyom shtazovech, atavakriv, biyom shayatazovech, yatavakriv. It's there for that limud. But demahachi kabarachmana. Maybe the Torah is saying something very different. Ikariv dam ha'idah. If you bring the dam today, nita'achal basar ha'idah lumachar, then you eat the basar today and tomorrow. He carved on the machar, but if you bring the dam tomorrow and ta'achal basar the machar, the machara, then you get to eat the flesh tomorrow and the next day. Meaning, maybe it's actually very lenient that the dam, whenever you bring it, kicks off a period of that day and the next day to eat, but it could be delayed. The answer is imkein nimakra biyom hakrivo yeachel. Then it should have said on the day you offer it. Zivcho lamali. Why does it say on the day you offer the zevach? It has to be on the same day that you slaughter it as when you bring the dam. Now, itmar, hamachashev l'or shlishi, which means you bring a korban, and we're going back to Pigul momentarily, just for a moment. Hamachashev l'or shlishi, if you bring a korban and you intend that you're going to eat that korban on the third night, it's a shlomim. So let's say it's a Tuesday. So you brought the korban on Tuesday, and you said, Wednesday night I'm going to eat it. Because it can be Tuesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday. Wednesday shkia, it's done. Remember, you can't burn it until Thursday morning. So what if you intend to eat it Wednesday night? Is that a pigul or not? Chizki amar kasher, yochal amar pasul. Pasul here meaning pigul. Chizki amar kasher, why? Dehalo intik l'sreifa. It's not yet set up for sreifa to be destroyed. So therefore, that's not a full pigul. Yochal amar pasul, why? Da itchila miachila. You couldn't eat it anymore at that time. Now, ha'ochel or shlishi, what if you actually eat it at that time? Is that notar or not? Chizkiya mar patur, same thing, though into the seifa, it's not yet burnable or to be burned. B'yochanan mar chayav, why? Did chila miachila, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Tanakh avater b'yochanan, we have a bright that supports b'yochanan that says, the minute that it's out of the range of eating, it's already notar, you're chayav for it, and if you intend to eat it at that time, it's pigul. Kochim nachlem liyom achan, like chatat and asham and toda, machashvin b'daman mishtishka chama. If you intend to be zorek adam after sunset, that's pigul. V'sarev v'rein, yishalem ha'shachar. And if you intend to either eat the meat or burn the haktarat emurin after amud ha'shachar the next morning, that's pigul. Because remember, midoraita, that korban ends at morning. Midorabonim, midnight. Kodshim anachalim v'shneimim v'laylechad, shlamim. Again, if you intend to be zrikat adam after tonight, after shkia, that's pigul. The emurin after tomorrow morning. If you intend to eat the meat anytime after shkia the next night, you bring the korban on a Tuesday morning, you intend to eat it after shkia on Wednesday night, that's called pigul. Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Tanu Rabbana, Yachol Yu Nachalin the Orshlishi. Now we raise a more extravagant possibility. Maybe Shlomim can be eaten on the third evening, meaning in our case, Yishecht on Tuesday. Maybe they could be eaten on Wednesday night till Thursday morning. V'dinu, actually, there's a good reason to say that. Zvachim Nachalim the Yom Echad, Zvachim Nachalim Shtayamim. We have Korbanot eaten for 1 day, Chatat, Asham, Todah, and Korbanot eaten for 2 days, Shlomim. Maz Zvachim Nachalim Yom Echad, Laila Acharei, just like Korbanot eaten for 1 day. The night afterwards is included. You could eat it then. So, same thing with 2 days. Maybe it's 2 days and the night afterwards. Maybe the din of korbanot is that korbanot all end with the end of the night. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, vanotar ad yom ha'shlishi. Whatever's left over until the third day is burned up. Meaning, be'od yom hu nechal. Meaning, you could eat it while it's still day. Nechal or shlishi, not eaten at night. Yachol yisarf miyad. On the other hand, I might think that you should burn it right away. A shkia. Vedinus. Vachim lachem yom achaz, vachim lachem shlai yamim. Again, the same parallel. We have korbanot of one day and korbanot of 2 days. Maz vachim lachem yom achaz, take of lachil asreifa. What do we know about a chatat? And an asham and a todah, the minute that their achila is off the clock, it's immediately burning time, because you're off the clock at Amar HaShachar, and immediately after that you have to burn it. As vachin lachal mishnei amim, take of the achila, so it's the same thing with korbanot that are 2 days, which is at Shkiat HaChama on the second night. Maybe you have to burn it immediately afterwards, just like the other one, you have to burn it as soon as the eating time is over. Tamalorah, for the Torah says, Bayom Shlishiba Ishi Sarei, burn it on the third day. Bayom Tazafo Vyatazafo Balayla. You do not do Sreifa of this Korban at night, only during the day. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with our final podcast in this parak, and the final Mishnah, Mishnah Chet. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful